track four, and some general news stories. Cafe supporting dementia families. A care company is keen to invite families affected by dementia to attend its Dawlish Memory Cafe. Twice a month, the cafe is held at the Riverside Centre in Manor Gardens and provides a chance to meet with others affected by dementia, as well as to take part in fun activities. The cafes have been running for 4 years and involve a host of activities and entertainment, from VE Day anniversary celebrations to visits from a therapy dog. Run by volunteers from Home Instead West, Exeter and Teambridge, the cafe takes place on the second and final Thursday of every month between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. Organisers are keen to raise awareness of dementia and boost support for people with the condition. A spokesman said being faced with a dementia diagnosis isn't only tough for the person involved, but for their families too. It brings up countless questions, particularly about the support available. Attending the memory cafes along with their loved ones, families can meet people who are walking the same path as them. It's the perfect place to share tips, understand where they can go for help, and realise that they aren't alone in the challenges they are facing. Local singer Malcolm Tester is a regular performer at the cafe, singing music from the 1950s and 60s. And Christine Catana, owner of Home Instead West Exeter and Teambridge, says, "So often I speak to families who are dealing with what follows a dementia diagnosis. Sadly, there isn't always a clear route to seek support, and we're keen to change this. It doesn't have to be doom and gloom. Our memory cafes have a fun atmosphere, and whatever predicament you're facing, you're guaranteed somebody else has faced a similar situation and can advise on the steps to take. We are proud to have helped so many people at the memory cafes, and we know that there are many more that would benefit from being part of the community that we have created. So we'd love to see more people join."
Council assess damage following Storm Ingrid. Teams from Teambridge Council have started assessing and repairing damage to seafront and coastal areas following the impact of Storm Ingrid last week. The severe weather was followed by Storm Chandra, which slowed clean-up operations and caused widespread flooding and travel disruption. Both Teignmouth and Dawlish were hit particularly hard, with powerful waves throwing debris onto roads, paths and public spaces. Several areas of the promenade and nearby facilities, such as the skate park in Teignmouth, have been closed for safety reasons while inspections and repairs are carried out. Residents have been told to avoid closed off or visibly unsafe areas for safety reasons. Safety assessments carried out have confirmed the areas requiring attention. Temporary pedestrian fencing has been installed at St Michael's Promenade, where existing railings have been damaged and removed to enable the path to remain open. The second section is around the skate park and the point where walls, paving slabs and copings have been damaged. However, the main promenade area either side will remain open. Temporary fencing will be installed around the areas needing longer-term repair work. In addition, part of Teignmouth Pier was destroyed by storm waves. The pier is privately owned, and Teignmouth District Council have made contact with the owner. Significant debris continues to wash up along the coastline, and residents are strongly advised to stay away from beaches and coastal paths, particularly during high tides. Beach hut tenants are aware of damage to the huts, and Teignmouth Council is taking steps to make sure the area is safe while considering the best way forward. The footpath along Old Sea Wall between Dawlish and Dawlish Warren remains closed until Network Rail are able to repair the damage. The seawall footpath between Teignmouth and Smugglers Lane Holcombe has been closed temporarily to enable Network Rail's contractors to repair storm damage to the area. Councillor Jackie Hook, Executive Member for Environment, Climate and Sustainability, said, "The recent weather has significantly impacted Teignmouth, and we are all very sad to see one of our iconic landmarks, Teignmouth Pier, damaged as a result. Our council teams have been out when safe and weather permitting to assess the situation, secure unsafe areas and begin the clean-up. We would like to thank residents for staying away from potentially unsafe areas. We know many people want to help, but safety must remain our top priority. Thank you to everyone, staff, residents, partner agencies and contractors who are involved in helping with the clean-up. Both storms have caused real disruption for residents and businesses, and with further weather warnings forecast, we need to be prepared for additional damage. I would urge everyone to follow updates from the official agencies to stay informed about ongoing conditions and any potential disruption.
Fire risk to halt Teignbridge battery recycling. The risk of fires in bin lorries and tips means Teignbridge Council is no longer planning to collect batteries for recycling. Batteries have caused 8 fires in the council's bin lorries and at its waste transfer station in recent years, 3 of them requiring a visit from the fire brigade. Only a quarter of councils collect batteries for recycling, and from April 2027, Teignbridge intends to stop recycling them too. Members of the Council's Overview and Scrutiny Committee will meet next week with changes to recycling services on the agenda. A report to the meeting says the Council needs to make changes to comply with the Government's Simpler Recycling Reforms, which are aimed at standardising recycling services across the country. Teignbridge already meets most of the Government's requirements, but needs to add cartons to its curbside collections by March this year and plastic bags and wrapping by March 27. A successful trial has already been carried out across hundreds of local households who put their waste plastic bags inside another large plastic bag for collection. The favoured option, costing £180,000 in its first setup year and £64,000 in its second, is for plastic bags, wrapping and cartons to be added to the regular recycling service using existing recycling boxes. Most of the cost comes in buying and distributing the plastic bags in which other plastic can be recycled. On the subject of batteries, the report says that they accounted for 0.01% of the council's overall recycling. Crews often find it difficult to spot batteries amongst other waste, meaning they often end up travelling through the recycling machinery, increasing the risk of more fires. The report goes on, while the fires were contained, the potential consequences could have been devastating, creating a risk to life and significant disruption to waste collection services.
Santander to close in Newton Abbot. Santander is closing more than 40 branches, including Newton Abbot. A total of 44 branches will close, putting close to 300 jobs at risk, as the Spanish-owned bank says 96% of its transactions are now done digitally. The Newton Abbot branch will close on May the 19th. Last year, Santander announced plans to close 95 of its branches. Government ministers have criticised the closure of bank branches, saying it restricts access to cash, partially for the elderly and vulnerable people. But Santander says that where a branch is closing, a Santander representative will operate from a nearby banking hub or Santander local locations in libraries and community centres.
Best-selling author to visit libraries. A Sunday Times best-selling novelist will be visiting Bovey Tracy and Dawlish Libraries on February 25th to discuss her latest book, The Invitation, which will be published on February the 12th. The novel is a family drama set between London and the rolling West Country. As the Arbutus family adjust to life after the end of Second World War, it's her first foray into historical fiction, so a lot of research was done at the library to make sure she got every period detail right, from what cocktails were served at the Savoy to how much it would cost to make a call from a telephone box. Veronica will be at Dawlish Library at 2:30 p.m. and Bovey Tracy Library at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday, February the 25th.